Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everybody. Here it is. You know what day it is. Yes,
oh,
you do.
Yes.
It is
right.
Hump Day.
It is indeed.
As Mike the Camel would say. How did he go? Didn't he go?
Was he Mike?
I thought he yelled somebody, hit Mike, hit Mike. I don't know. But anyway, that's
I
an old
commercial. I thought his name was Mike.
I didn't know if they ever said his name, but I got
okay.
It anyway.
Well,
anyway.
Yes, here we are, and today is alternate Wednesday, okay? This is when we bounce. Yeah, see, Catherine's right. The camel's name was not. Yeah.
That's what I said. He was yelling, hey, Mike, to one of the coworkers. Hey, Mike, it's the day it is. Mike.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're going to bounce between Blog Talk Radio calls and Facebook. Yeah, that's right. It's funny how we all can relate to certain commercials or brands.
Well, if you're in another country.
Yeah. Well, they probably have.
But they didn't have that one, I bet.
I bet they still have the golden arches all over the world.
No, I'm just saying, but they don't have the mic. I bet.
What was that for?
Geico.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure was.
All right. Well, we're using new cards tonight. And as those of you that have joined us before know, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Just your average, everyday poker deck. And that's what this method uses. And I know there's others out there. I have nothing wrong to say about any of them because I haven't studied them. So it does serve our purposes here for me to tell you that this is not tarot, not oracle card reading, or any of the other systems that are out there. So, just so you are aware, and I also want you to know
that the screen's over there, and you're losing focus. You're trailing off.
I also want you to know I'll be using a 24-card layout for each of the callers and those on Facebook that kind of messenger in, okay? So, just so you all know, it's my personal preference. I prefer to use the whole classic layout. So I need a minute or so to get your cards arranged. And so I can get a good look at where you are, what's going on in your life, where are you heading, where have you come from? All very important points in your reading. But our time constraints, we'll only be delving into the question that you give us. And even at that, as Jim's going to explain, it will be rather brief.
Diving. All right, folks, I want to remind you the show is for informational, educational purposes only. We also would like to remind all the folks out there in various platforms, if you are international, please let us know. We'll give international shout-outs like we shall give to... We have Rachel in Australia.
Rachel,
we have Virgil in the UK. That's what I see so far.
Hey, is that it?
I think Diana's in the UK too. Are you not? She'll have to tell us. I could be wrong.
No, it says New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, that could be our New Hampshire. Yeah, I don't know. Where are you, Diana? Where the hell are you?
We need to know about you.
She could be in our states. those New England states with those English names, it confuses us when we go to try to hit the international folks. Of course, we're one of them, too. We have Hampton and Portsmouth and all that crap.
Speaking of...
I'll
let you finish.
515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait, or something like that with an English accent. It is a true statement. You'll hear the show. If you hear absolute nothing, no music, no show, no nothing, something went wrong, hang up, call back, try again. Facebook, folks, we will turn to you tonight because it's alternate Wednesday, so there is no ifs, ands, or buts. We're going to be turning to you. We're going to take a phone first. And when we do, it'll be a messenger call to Deborah Lee. Audio, video, you get to choose. It's a nice thing. Sometimes audio is better, A, if you're shy, and B, if you have some kind of an internet speed issue because there's less data going back and forth there with just audio. But that's a decision to make. Also, folks, she's in New Hampshire, so no international shout-out today. All right, when you hear that sound, folks, that is a sound that tonight signifies that your reading has come to an end. So please, it's not like a two-minute warning, so you got a couple of minutes still. Let it end so we can get everybody in. But before you depart, when your free reading with Deborah is over, I'm going to give you a single card from the same methodology type of deck, except it's a virtual deck from her website. It's not physically in my hand. But I shall give you a single card, and I will read it to you before we move on to the next person. And in the meantime, Deb, go ahead and get your last things you want to say in while I get rid of a scammer.
Okay. Rachel, yes, we can. I will give you a later, okay?
Hmm.
But I want you to know that, well, first I wanted to ask you, is your grandma in hospice, which she can be going through at home, but is she in hospice now? And if she's suffering, what do you mean by that? Have they given her morphine,
This is why we don't like the type readings. There's a big delay here.
Yeah. And
23 seconds, just nothing.
There is a wonderful lady on TikTok who has worked in hospice. I think she said 12 or 15 years, but she has explained the process about how they psychologically and physically start to break down. One of the first things to go is they don't want to eat or drink. And she said to push it on them would be only the process for them. And she goes into how they may hallucinate. My late husband was kind of yelling at me, though, because it was like I was at work and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do on the job. So he was like pointing at me and yelling at me. But she says, what did you say? Morphine goes up today, but she's still somewhat aware. Well, you know what? Some people don't give themselves freely to the process. And I've seen it in readings. Sometimes people go kicking and screaming into the afterlife. You know, my husband didn't want to go. We had to urge him to go ahead. And I would meet him on the beach in, I forget, Bahamas, wherever it was. But anyway, I'll look at the card screen a little bit.
Ooh, I want to take you.
Okay.
Come on, pretty
and
mama.
There was something in the news I just wanted to very quickly touch on, and I know most of you probably read it. Britney Spears has a book coming out next week. And in that book, she describes how when she was 19, she had an abortion. Justin Timberlake did not want to be a father at the time. And this was when her mother and father were still pushing with the media that Britney was a virgin. Many of you may remember this.
Nobody buys that shit anyway.
Well, a lot of us really did because she was young and looked so innocent, and he didn't want to be a father yet. He felt he was too young. And I feel it was under parental pressure as well as from him that she went and had that abortion. And I think that is trauma that today still suffers with, that has been at the root of so much of what she's gone through. It just hit me like a brick. You know, 19's pretty young. to be going through the process. And anybody that's ever had one, you know, this is not a picnic that we go to.
No, you can be 18 and have grenades and bullets thrown at you.
Well, you could, yeah, but I'm saying...
And they do, that does happen.
And having been forced into it where she said she just wasn't going to force him to be a father, yeah. Okay.
Well,
anyway, that's my
boy.
Little piece of soapbox.
Another one bites the dust.
We are getting so many here of these parents. They should realize, you know how... This is whoever's out there. And if you just got
something written for him.
I like that verse. 1-800. Fuck off. Yeah, Britney was a virgin like Madonna, like a virgin. She was pretty hot, though, as a virgin. Yeah. So, I guess that's it for me.
Okay. All right. Let's take the phones. Area code 216, Ohio. 216,
oh,
caller number one.
I bet you that is, I'm going to say Sharon. Nope.
It is. Hi. It is me.
It is indeed.
Hello there, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are both of you doing?
Wunderbar.
Yeah, we're good. We are good. So, yeah, I'm using new cards tonight, so bear with me. They don't wanna perform properly.
Welcome yes. in.
All right, what's happening, Sharon? What's going on?
Well, I'm getting a little better every day at my job. Can you look up like the next 10 days there? Am I gonna finally catch up job description? I'm winging it. Oh my God! And is that woman gonna start trouble again? Ugh. She's starting to get a little troublesome.
You know,
I can't do anything. I don't work for her anymore.
Yeah, true. But I just have this hunch there's some kind of past life reference between the two.
I'm still getting calls from people. They still call in my department, and she doesn't like that.
Are they calling, like, just friendly calls?
Oh, no, they want work, but they're still calling in on the area that I work in now, and she doesn't really like that.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
You're so funny.
Well,
but
it's like that old saying, tough kitty, said the kitty, but that milk sure does taste good. All right.
Right, so put them damn cards down there, woman. Enough jibber jabber wabber habber. Brand spanking new deck. First reading ever
yes,
on this deck of cards.
You're popping a chair right now.
Yep.
It's not my department.
This deck is no longer a virgin.
All right, let's see what we got.
To all you virgins, thanks for nothing.
You know what, though? Some men say they don't want a virgin.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
Well, or just too
you
much
know.
Baggage. Baggage, I think, is more like it. There'd be a lot of baggage with it. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, even a brand new car has a little bit of miles on it, you know?
Yeah, but
it's not
0.0. It's not broken in.
But it's not zero. Well, the engine's broken in. They don't tell you to hold back on any restrictions on it. So they've
they
already
do
broken
until
the
you
engine.
Reach 300 miles.
I've never had them.
My dad always got a new car. And
a lot of times they can break them in the factory. But
and he would say, don't take it for a beat.
He would say that, but I'll say the manufacturer doesn't tell you that. No, I bought one, my motorcycle. Remember my motorcycle I got? It had 34 miles on it. It had break-ins on 500. So I had speed limitations. They were no big deal. It was like 60 miles an hour, so I was still okay for the interstate.
Your motorcycle?
Yeah, but remember, because I had 34 miles on it. The guy, it was like 5 years old. The guy bought it. Wife got knocked up, had to work two jobs. So the brand new motorcycle sat in his garage. He rode around his neighborhood a couple of times. It had 34 miles on it. I was so happy.
I've got to tell you, Sharon, you're doing magnificently. And even though you're winging it to a certain extent, it's showing a lot of what would you call that? Like being a self-starter, you know, having the confidence to go forward. It's all going to play really well when you interview for another job. And yeah, that woman would like to, you know what, her, she'd love to get you fired or to get you to run out the door. You know, she was gone. Maybe in another life you stole her husband or her boyfriend or who knows.
Or maybe she's
up on it.
What are you picking up on?
That she's just a troublemaker. Stay out of her lane.
What about the 10-day forecast?
And the 10-day forecast looks fabulous. There, one of these guys there that's above you, oh, he's taking quite a shine to you. Yeah, and I don't know if you have, if HR gives you people guidelines like about having relationships with each other or if they prefer that you do not, this guy would love to play some footsie with you. So,
as long as it's not a superior relationship thing.
He is kind of a superior.
But you have to, but if you don't work for them, it's okay to, in most places, to date somebody that's a higher up person that's
not
going to
cause trouble. She's not going to cause trouble, is she?
Well, she doesn't like that you are such a star. And yes, she would if she could. She'd put something out on that grapevine. And the way the fours are laying, fours are all negative. But the upshot with them is that if, on the flip side, you can learn wisdom. You can learn to be grateful after the lesson. I mean, there is good to come from it, but I think she would say something really dirty about you. Like, I wouldn't be surprised you get wind that there is a rumor going around that you have been giving...
not oral sex, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the nasty rumor mill that people like to spread like teenagers did in the schools? Little teenager stuff, huh?
Well, that's what she's going to insinuate.
That's what I heard.
And you know how people, when they get a bit of a rumor or some gossip, they like to embellish it. Like,
yeah, well, that's the fisherman story type thing, you know?
And it's also like back in the day when we played telephone.
Every time somebody tells a story from the past, it gets... bigger and bigger fish or more and more incredible shit was going on. Oh, that fire was so big or, you know, all that crap. Yeah, storytelling. So, all right. Well, so their 10-day forecast is good. And
so do not engage. People are always going to talk.
Yes,
I know.
And especially about things they know nothing about.
They're bored at work.
Yeah.
They just like talking about shit.
And maybe you've got a really interesting walk. You know, some women, when they walk, they kind of sashay.
You look good when you walk.
So, you can't help that.
All right, very quickly, here is your single card reading. It is the 9 of Spades, Deb.
Yeah.
Anguish, suffering, remorse.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Only those who walk the walk, where major losses are concerned, ever know the true depth of these feelings. The period of grieving connected to the matter in question will eventually pass. If you allow yourself the opportunity to acknowledge your sorrow and express it openly in order for the healing that takes place. It's often said, that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. You have the strength to survive this setback.
Oh, yeah.
Rely on the strength and it will carry you through this difficult, painful time.
If you find out that you're on the, what do they call it, the grapevine, I would laugh. I would just laugh. So don't let her get under your skin. It's what she wants.
I know,
and it's crazy. It's crazy. You don't even work for her anymore.
She doesn't even have as much responsibility as she had before either. I know. Mm-hmm. It's not fair. She can't cause any trouble with this because I'm not doing anything, but she tries. I know. I knew it.
She just wants people to tell.
All right, well, hey, thank you so much. We wish you the best of luck in your next 10-day forecast, but you don't have to wait that long to call.
Yeah,
we'll be here for Rebel Friday, Rebel Card Friday.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for just saying that to me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, hon.
Good luck.
Always good to hear from you.
Good luck until we meet again, my Shetty. All right. Guess what time it is? It is Alternate Wednesday, so it's time for
Facebookers.
And
you know, somewhere I read or I heard about Katy Perry being that.
Messenger.
I think that Russell Brand used to tell her that.
How about
as
that?
Her
I don't care who used to tell her that. Sometimes she looks like she's freaking been chowing on some Big Macs.
Don't you think it's better to have a little meat on your bones?
Not necessarily. I'm just saying sometimes she looks fat, sometimes she doesn't. It's the magic of Hollywood. Magic of the camera and the makeup artist and the angles and all that other shit they can do. That's all I'm saying. I never said that she was a freaking Swamp Thing pig. I just sometimes she looks fat, sometimes she doesn't.
I think she's adorable.
Yeah, obviously. But I'm just saying, sometimes she looks like she's not fat at all. And then other times it's like, oh, she likes buffets. But, you know.
Maybe it's the clothes.
She is her face structure. That's probably makeup. I bet 90% of it's makeup.
Oh, Rachel, you love her, don't you? You love her. All right, since nobody's calling
you. Well, give him a couple minutes here.
Well, I was
going to
answer Rachel about her grandma.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me tell them. Go ahead, and I will put the message up there that reading is in progress. Go ahead.
All right.
Do the cards there, card woman. And I will put the message out that we are doing a reading, and we're going to do it in a minute.
Me too, Catherine. Me too.
I never said you look like a swamp thing. I said sometimes she looks like she's like, was that a Big Mac eating contest? Like 5 days in a row. That's all I'm saying.
Boy, you're one to talk, though, right?
Really, Deb? Should we get into some body shaming? Is that what you did? You want? Did you throw the first salvo and I can fire back? Then don't fucking open the door. You don't want anybody to walk through. Don't do it.
Okay, Virgil, who would you say no to as I'm laying out Rachel's card?
So he's talking about Katy Perry, what we were fucking talking about.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't say no.
To Katy Perry.
Yeah, but he'd want the lights off.
Then that was for Madonna. He said not so much for Katy. You see, if you're gonna watch the show, watch it. If not, let it go. Let me do that job. Your ADD sucks really bad. You can't do it. You can't even do something wrong well. That's bad. You're not even broken well. You're like half broke. You should be all the way broke, Deb. You're only partially broken.
Thank you.
Look, actually, I guess it's better to be partially broken than broken all the way. I guess that is actually a good thing, but.
Well, here's what I got for you, Rachel. Your grandma is in a state of preparation right now. And the closest thing I can think to, it's like she is sitting in, a mezzanine. She's like between earth and heaven and waiting for her number to get called. It is really all I'm seeing here. But I'll tell you, she's going to be one happy spirit once she is released from the earthly plane. Okay.
Let me know when you're done and I'll do the bling.
Try to focus on the good. You know, you've had your grandmother a good long while. Think about all the good. You know, and it's always hard to let them go, but you are the one that's going to have the grief and the suffering, which is down here. Nothing makes that easier when you lose somebody you love. Nothing. Even when they've lingered, I mean, you're semi-sorta getting prepared, but it's still a big blow when it happens. So I would say to you, though, try to keep in mind that she's looking forward to it. You know, a lot of times they are already hallucinating about those that have passed before them and how they're waiting. So. Yeah, honey, Rachel, just, you know, pray and give her pleasant thoughts about the journey that lies ahead. Okay, like I said in the beginning, she's in a state of preparation. Okay.
All right. Now, I don't know, maybe it's a doctor or a relative. Your card is a Jack of Diamonds. The young, fair-complected male connected to this matter is materialistic by nature and generally financially driven in his dealings with others. While he appears to share your concern in the matter at hand and is eager to assist you, his motive is primarily to profit personally from the situation. Keep this, whatever mind when you are in contact with this man. We don't know. Like maybe it's somebody with wills, lawyers.
Yeah, or a family member.
Another family member.
That can't wait to get their hands on something.
So it doesn't mean it's a relationship thing necessarily. It's somebody that's connected to this matter, the card started on. Connected to this matter.
And boy, when somebody dies, the vultures come out. They come in full force.
Yeah, you see some people's true colors you never even knew existed in some of those relatives. You didn't
never
knew that. They come in and they start snatching shit out of the house. Like, what is that? That doesn't even make any sense. But, hey, that's life, I guess, right? Life in the fast lane, right there. Sure to make you lose your mind.
That yeah, was, Rachel, she's not alone. Not alone at all.
We're going on. 603, New Hampshire, 603. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello there. Howdy.
New Hampshire. Oh, New Hampshire. Well, your connection, if you're actually talking to us, it sounds like you are on Mars, underwater, which they don't even have.
Hello, Melanie. I think Melanie is from the UK.
Well, she must say that.
Does it sound
all right, I...
No.
Hello?
Well, you're clear, but now we can. Your volume is like really low. Do you know what the issue is? We have.
Rachel, I'm glad. Well, we don't have people like that because that would be it's horrible when they do.
Hey,
it.
Diana, I believe it is in New Hampshire. Hang up and call
is
right back.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. That's 100%. 1 million. You are good to go, Daddy-O. What'd you do?
What?
What did you do to fix the problem?
I put it off the speaker.
Oh, Deb, you know, Deb, you got to start letting me talk about that again. You made me quit talking about speakerphones. They're the devil's freaking thing in this. Only for this one thing. So, yeah, it's cool. You got rid of the speakerphone. Great.
Yeah, okay. So what I wanted to know was, do I have a love life still coming and anything about money or anything I may need to know, please?
Okay, there's always need to know. Friend. Always a good thing to know.
Yeah. Did anything come through from the VA at all or any kind of benefits?
You know, I just want to sell out the middle in the UK.
Nothing came through. No, no.
Now, was your husband retired?
No. No, he was in there 4 years.
Oh, well, then I guess that's why they just sort of ignore you. But if you're retired.
Yeah. No, you had to be retired to be able to get that, yes.
Yep, that is a fact, Jack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. It's the way they do it.
Money, love life, and just anything else that you may see coming down the road. For.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Certainly. Those are good questions for, like, that's pretty standard. That's a lot of standard questions right there. Because we're humans. Those are things that are, money's important. Significant
women,
others can be important. And
women want a man with prospects.
And you also want to know, nobody likes curveball surprises unless they're good surprises, but you want to know if there's anything you should keep your antennas out for coming down the road. Anything, speed bumps, hurdles, yes. Absolutely. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. Shizzle. Okay.
All right. I'm laying out your cards.
And real quick, I should reiterate and remind folks that speakerphones always iffy. We haven't mentioned this in a long time. Typically, it seems to be bad, but not always. But this was a reminder that I should start talking about speakerphone again. All right. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay. What I've got here is, there's a man that's coming into your life real soon, but I've got to warn you, he is quite a charmer. He's going to really sweep you off your feet, and I want you to be very careful because he's a slippery SOB. I don't think that he's really available.
He's a sneaky snake.
Yeah, I think he's still involved with somebody.
Well, you know, that pisses me off too. You're like, it's my luck. Yeah. It has to be a freaking jackwad.
So any man
but
or
not
woman,
a love life then.
Well,
what?
he's going to come along and seem like quite a contender for your love.
You might feel that, but you got to look, got to hopefully don't let it blind you and look past the love blindness that you may feel, Deb said.
That's right. And everybody, when you meet somebody new, boy, did I learn this lesson.
It can be very blinding.
Yeah.
So
will there be another person coming after that then?
Wait,
well, stand,
I
by.
Right.
Stand by.
Go there, put the person's name in and, you know, your state or where or country, wherever you live, and you're going to get some information. Some big
information. Put my name in where? Put it where?
No, hon, it would be for the man that you meet. When you meet any men now coming up, it seems like as we get older, we've got to check out these shady characters. Because there's an awful lot of liars out there. Scammers.
I know.
Unfortunately,
it's enough to make you sick.
Yeah,
it
you gotta protect yourself and assume the worst. You don't have to tell them you're assuming the worst, but you have nothing to feel bad about back checking somebody.
I did meet one person already, and he seemed to fit that what you just said completely.
Uh-oh.
A liar.
So then keep
and
your eyes.
When I moved here.
Liar.
Yeah, he's one of those Romeo types, I found out, very fast.
Kills in the past.
Wow.
This ain't this guy. This is
somebody
new.
This was about a month ago.
Okay, well.
This is something new.
Just be aware.
Oh,
look at this. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Real quick. The card I pulled for you is a four of diamonds.
Will I meet somebody after that?
This is, you got to step in. Step in, Deb.
Yeah, but it's, you know, we've got to find a life between partners. That's what's important. That's what the universe wants for us, or the higher power, is we can't just wait for a life preserver to come floating by and grab at it, you know? We've got to develop our own life. And sometimes we don't get it again, that goodness that we had with somebody else. And I think you.
It wasn't so good with my husband. It wasn't. He was an alcoholic.
Well.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, I think that as time goes by, I would think maybe a year from now you'll be dating somebody real decent.
Okay.
So watch out for this. All right. More diamonds.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Here's your single card before you go to four diamonds.
All right. Oh, yes. Yes, thank you.
You are cautious to be wary, for there is unfaithfulness and deception around you. Keep your eyes and ears open and accept nothing at face value. You have a right to know the truth where this matter is concerned. However, you will find yourself having to search hard to get it. So if some Mr. Right comes along, don't assume. Don't trust your gut all the time.
So that could be towards him. That means him, right?
It could be. Just always check. Always check. It never hurts to check.
But
yep.
Is there a possibility he could be okay? Is there a possibility that they may be okay or none?
No.
Not for this
I'm
one
sorry.
She saw in the cards.
I don't. If anything, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to. Okay. But just do your checking. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you
very
much.
Love you.
I appreciate it. Bye now.
Call again. We shall
Bye-bye.
Be back Friday. All right, folks. Let's do this. Let's go. We're alternating. Audio, video, messenger, generally. Flora from Canada. Velkoman.
Hello there. Welcome.
Okay. Let's see. We always got to wait for a TikTok because some are not watching. There's a 20-30 second delay.
You mean Facebook. You said
I meant TikTok. Watch the clock, TikTok. Not watch goddamn TikTok.
What did I just
I don't say? Even have that frickin' well, I might have the app. I never use it. It's like Twitter. Mine still says Twitter. It doesn't say X because I never updated it.
Oh, isn't that ridiculous?
Well, he's frickin' X. He's got X on his frickin' brain.
I don't know how Johnny Depp's wife would go out with that whatever you want to call him, that clown.
Maybe he's, we don't know what he's
that,
like a person. Maybe he's
man,
pretty cool. Well,
Elon,
you know, but look at her, though.
Elon is not worth all that money. Mm-mm.
Well, actually, he is.
Oh, he couldn't come near me and touch me.
No, but I'm saying as far as his actual financial records, he is worth that money.
All right, but he's
that
not
kind of
worth being with him. Like, what's her name? Amber Heard. She dated him.
She's that doesn't say much, though, either. Don't use her as an example, because she's not a good judge of anything.
You'd go out with her.
Well, that doesn't mean it. Go out? What do you mean? No, first of all, I don't like when women say you'd go out with her. No, I'd bang her like there was a freaking competition going on, a banging competition, but I don't want to go out with her. Like, oh, I can't wait to date her and go have dinner and then go talk to my friends about this wonderful dinner we have. No. No.
You got to impress them.
You don't have to. If you're talking about strictly perfect scenario, you get to choose exactly what happens. Just go right to the banging.
If she's an opera lover, you take her to the opera.
But you're not talking about reality. You're talking about it's what would you do? You would bang. You can just skip it. Bang. Panties off. Bang.
Oh, I think you're old enough now that you know you can't get away with that anymore. Mm-mm.
We're talking about, good fucking God. We're talking about not reality. That we're talking about would you. No, I wouldn't go out with her, but I would bang her. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't go out with her. Why would I? Why would I do that stupid shit? First of all, it's not even something that's going to happen. So I don't have to try to romance something that will never happen. Okay, and play the little game. Oh, third date, are we going to get it? Can I stick a finger in your twat on the third date? You know, that kind of stupid shit. No, we're talking about stuff that's never going to happen. So it's straight to banging. That's what I'm talking about.
No foreplay, no nothing.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Huh?
All right, let's go back to the phones. The phones are really good phones. We're going to go to 520.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
What's be happening?
What happened?
I'm not really sure. I wanted to ask for the cards to tell me. I think, I don't know. I think
what's happened?
Oh, I think he's being really nice to me, but
yeah.
I think he's, you've seen it in the cards, Deb, that gay, cute young kid that lives next door. I'm not sure. And then I don't know.
The gay guy?
I don't know. Like the party that we went to, the woman that hosts it is really, she started out as my girlfriend, and I don't know if, you know, she's a good woman. She would never do anything. I mean, she is partnered up with her significant other, but she and I started out as girlfriends, and we still kind of are sort of girlfriends. We're friendly with each other. But he, my neighbor, has, I'm not as keen on the coffees as he is, you know, going to the coffees and things like that. I find some of them very boring. And so I find other things to do, and I don't know, Deb, can you tell me what's going on in the cards? If I'm...
Sure. I'll do my best for you. If you could put in order for the relationship you want, what would you want? I mean, what would be on that list?
Oh, put her on the spot. Put her on the spot.
A committed
relationship. Whoa, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you, committed? Because it sounds like...
Well, you know...
I don't know what's your version of it?
We're public. I mean, people tend to tell us they like to see us together. They think we're good together. And I need to get a private rating.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I was not napping or resting.
It's okay.
On the phone today. So if you left me a message, I apologize.
It's all right.
Sometimes I have to leave that thing alone. read that.
I almost find it hard to believe.
What?
Because in your waking hours, you don't leave that shit alone at all.
Really?
I mean, you make crack addicts look like freaking dudes that have kicked the habit when it comes to that phone. Where's my phone? Where's my phone?
You are so exaggerating.
Oh, no. No, I am not exaggerating. No.
You're both funny.
No.
You're both fun and funny.
If she leaves that phone without the house, good Lord Jesus God, we almost need an intervention.
Yeah, well, boy, I guess we're going to have to get together, Lisa, and to speak privately, because there is a lot here that I'm seeing. So let's see what we got exactly. I would not be surprised. He is putting out feelers on possibly moving.
Oh, well, that would be, hey, you know what? That would be an answer to my prayers.
It really
would. Fucking yes. Fuck, I'd drop to my knees. I would drop to my, like, you mean in the same town or to another part of this country?
I think a different universe, right?
I'm not sure yet, but it's just something he's toying with. There's always been...
Pure energy. Matter without form.
Anyway,
you're
going to
find your mission.
Yeah, well, I think there's always been in the back of his mind the thought of going back home, where home is.
Yay! Yay! Thank you, Jesus. Prayers are answered. I'd be free. Free!
You know how else you could get free is just kick his ass to the curb, flip him the finger, and say, I don't want to talk to you ever again. That's an option, too. He doesn't have to move to be free.
Maybe it's
hey, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what Kim Zolciak does? Have you followed the news? She and her husband share that house, and they don't even like each other. You know, the Bravo Housewives. Oh, by the way, my brother, I was talking to my brother, and my brother follows the Bravo Housewives as closely as I follow them, so we were talking it up.
Oh, I like them, too.
What is that?
That's reality shows.
What's it called?
My brother, who is unbelievably, he is such a weightlifter. He is such a man's man. I mean, he is, but we were yakking it up on the Bravo Housewives.
What does that mean, Bravo Housewives? Is there an Alpha Housewives somewhere or a Charlie Housewives?
It's on Bravo.
Reality, yeah.
Oh, it's not, well then, see, now you didn't say the
which
title.
Housewives are they? Are they the housewives of where? New York?
Well, Campbell, they have a lot of different ones all over the country. So
imagine
Zolciak
that.
Kim is from Atlanta. And she has really fucked up her life major. And so now in real life, she's living in a million-dollar mansion, and she needs to sell it, but she refuses to sell it, and her husband wants to sell it. And they're living on the edge. And so they're both living in that house together. And let me tell you, that's like living here. We're both, it's like living in one house. In fact, when we are at a party, he'll even say, our house. This is what he says, our house.
Well,
maybe he doesn't know what a house actually is.
Your cards are now starting to point in a new direction for you where he's going to end up losing you in the sense
what?
Of maybe moving away, and he's going to realize, what was that?
I don't know. Hey, are you here, Lisa?
What?
Okay, we just want to make. We heard a weird sound. We wanted to make sure you were here. I think
yes.
No, I did. I did not burp. I promise you, I did not burp.
Well, as long as you burp and taste it, it's better than to fart and waste it.
Are you back in high school tonight? It seems like it.
Have never left it.
Okay.
Who, Lisa?
Me. Think young and you'll always be young.
Well, remember, early on, we had folks here on Facebook, and Jim was in agreement with them that they kept saying that your neighbor was showing all the traits of a real narcissist, okay?
I don't even know what that
and,
is. I don't agree with any of those
and
labels.
And he was love-bombing the hell out of you, remember? Oh,
loves
my
in
God,
the air.
He was all over you.
Long, he was loving you a long time.
Making plans to, you know, get up in the morning, go places, do things.
It was many moons ago.
Yeah, it was. And now it's like he
it's
may
November.
Be on the hunt for a new supply.
Supply of
what
we don't
do.
Freaking know.
They call it supply.
We don't know what that is, though. We don't know what it is that he's trying to get supplied with.
The problem is that Lisa has now, it's like seen beyond the veil with him. And they like to keep up this mystique and keep you in awe of them. And when you've told them, fuck off, fuck you, oh, and the, what did he do, the curtsy, curtsy? No, he didn't curtsy.
What he did the hat thing.
Yeah, when he did the hat thing, you were supposed to fall over in pure ecstasy, and you didn't.
Yeah, somebody does a ghost hat thing to me, I might just grab my crotch and frickin' flip him off.
I don't see why a man would do that to you.
If I was a chick.
Oh. Well, it did seem kind of cornball. But...
Yeah. It almost seemed like, wasn't sure.
But
if
you know what?
Humor.
If you look on social media lately, I've been noticing that a lot of people are doing that gesture.
Really?
Oh, so he's
yeah.
a social media junkie. There you go. He's freaking watching social media.
Well, she has, it's like seeing who he really is. And he's, you know, what these narcissists do is they got to replace you. They got to get back. And a lot of it stems from lack of self-esteem, self-worth. You know, if they overcompensate on campus. And there's women that I've known a few. I've worked for a few.
Shout out to Donna Marie in the land of Ireland. Oh, long time has been
yeah,
Donna Marie.
She had her baby.
She stopped in to say hi, and she's getting ready to go night night. Well, good night.
She had a sweet little baby boy very recently.
Isn't that what she's been? Isn't she an assembly, a baby assembly line now?
Well, she's definitely a professional mommy.
Isn't she going to make her own country eventually?
Yeah.
At least a soccer team. Got to start somewhere.
So. All right. It could be a really good time for you guys to actually have a heart-to-heart talk.
Huh, really?
Yeah. Now, do you feel that he's hanging out with the boy across the way? The
yeah.
Gay boy?
I think what he's doing is he's trying to keep him
right.
I think he's maybe not hanging out with him all the time, but I think they've got something going on, maybe not sexual, but I think he tries to hide it from me because I hear the door closing very quietly at night, and, you know, because you can hear the doors, unfortunately. You can hear when someone's coming and going, and he
yeah.
he's just changed a little, you know, like his habits of... Like we used to go walking together and, you know, now he likes to do his walk at a different time in the day and he likes to do it, you know, he solo and that's okay. I'm solo too. I like solo stuff.
Red solo.
So I don't know. I don't know. I was
now,
just curious about the parts.
I'm
and he's going to...
That you will not get hurt by this.
Oh, thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not you. He's going to be hurt because he's going to let go. If I was his mother, I would be looking at him and saying, son, I don't think you're going to find another woman to love you the way she does. And I've done that with a couple of my sons, and they went ahead. And they proposed and got married to the girl that they were breaking up with.
Breaking up is hard to do. Right, Sadaka?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that he's withdrawing. Okay. And you could ask, I mean, maybe it would help for closure for you too.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's like my grandson was here, so we were spending a lot of time together, and then they got into a big old tiff over the jigsaw puzzle, and then my grandson was talking to me about it later and explained what was going on, and then we were trying to explain it to the neighbor, and he really didn't want to hear it, and then I was telling my relatives about it in front of my grandson, and, you know, it just seemed so ridiculous, and then the neighbor kept trying to pound my door at the kitchen. He kept trying to come in. He kept pounding on the door. He was calling me before we were leaving. He wanted to spend time with us, and I was so tired and taking my grandson to, you know, an all-day carnival event. And
it's a whack job.
I told him tonight, when I got home, I said, I don't know, I forgot what he said. And then he and I both know died. And so we were talking on the phone, and then I said something to him. And then he said, oh, you're just telling yourself stories. And I said, well, that's not what I'm hearing. And then he said, then he started to joke with me, and I told him I'm tired. I'm still exhausted from taking my grandson back, so I'm still trying to recover. I was supposed to go out by myself tonight. I have women lined up waiting for me, and I can't do it. I just can't budge. I'm so exhausted. So anyway, I just thought reading with you one-on-one would help.
And it could, because there's a lot of things I hesitate to put on the air. And these shows get archived, and you never know who's going to run around and see it, or, you know.
And there's only room for one magic wand at the party. That's what I.
Those are words that are. They are, man. Those are etched in stone. If you're at a magic show, there's only one wand allowed. That is it.
That's right. You got that.
I'm a magician. I don't want some other magician bringing his wand around. Get your wand out of here. I'm busy with my magic show. You go away. You come back another day. Get that wand out of here. I got to hurry around.
I would think for the woman, it would be a very gratifying experience.
Nobody asked them.
No.
Here, put
this
in your mouth. Be quiet.
No entry into the second hole.
I got you, yes. Well, first of all, it can't be that way because there's only one wand allowed at the magic show.
And you'd have to have three guys to be watertight.
You don't have to have three guys.
To be watertight, yes, you do.
Oh, really? There's nothing else that can fit into objects.
Every orifice must be filled.
But doesn't have to be with another thing. It doesn't have to be a wand, does it?
It's got to be three penises.
No, it doesn't.
Then you don't understand the concept.
Well, I get the concept, but there's only one wand allowed at the magic show. That is like one of those AI laws where they talk about like robots. Robots can't hurt humans. That one wand allowed at the magic show, that doesn't ever – there's no exceptions to that rule.
For you.
Right.
But for many others.
Well, that's fine. If you guys want to get together with another guy and you want to clash swords by accident, I hope that makes you feel good when you bang pee-pees. Hope it makes you feel good.
Maybe if
you're not gay at all.
Maybe it's just a kink.
Singing.
Doesn't mean it's lifestyle.
Right. Oh, what the heck? Let me put my thingamabobber against your thingamabobber.
You need to read on sex clubs between here and the UK. And I think the UK is farther ahead than we are.
Well,
as far as the sex club.
How the hell do you know without being there?
Well,
I read them.
More
on the internet. That is God's truth. The internet.
I read a book. I'll read the review. I'm getting information for my work. So if somebody comes to me.
What work?
My work. My clients and stuff. In case, don't you say it. In case somebody.
What? What was I going to say, that old mind reader that you are? What was I going to say? She does. She's afraid to say it because I don't even know what the hell I was going to say.
Well, the thing is, some women really go for that stuff, and you just wouldn't be invited.
And it would break my fucking heart for a second, okay? Oh, hey, Jim, I was thinking of bringing a couple guys over with their hard erect penises. Oh, I think I'll go find another chick. That's no problem. No problem at all.
Hey,
you have fun with Bob and and Doug.
Darling, what?
You don't, do you see him moving and staying in the same town, or do you see him moving across? I would prefer he move back to where he came from. Do you,
maybe
do you,
he'll
you, you thought,
you know, there's a possibility. He could be, it appears to involve some kind of work that is something near and dear to his heart. And literally, I wasn't being facetious.
How would he go to Egypt for?
What would he go to Egypt? Maybe he's going to go work.
He likes pyramids? Okay.
He's got a background, doesn't he? Does he have an education?
Yeah.
I thought his background was pickle massages.
Yeah.
I guess maybe there could be a demand for pickle massaging in Egypt. I don't know.
No, I'm talking about he has skills.
I thought his skills were involved Wiener Schnitzel.
Why am I playing straight man to you tonight?
Oh, because you're failing miserably.
Well, you guys have all criticized me for being too sexually, what do you want to call it, obsessed. So I've decided I should be de-obsessed.
Okay, I respect that you kind of flipped the coin there. Good job.
Lots of pretty boys there,
Where?
Egypt, I guess.
Are you shitting me?
Virgil.
I've been to Egypt, too. I didn't see no damn pretty boys there. Where the hell are these pretty boys at? Is that a, did you actually bump into a camel's ass?
Maybe you are.
I've been there.
Maybe Jim is a latent homosexual.
Oh, you know, that's obviously it. You're a genius. You're Einstein. We have Einstein reincarnated right here. She's a genius. She solved the puzzle.
Well, I'm not seeing anything here involving another female. And I can't even really say he's involved with that boy beyond just being friends. That kid might be too young for him. You know, some people actually have sexual standards.
Who are those people? No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe that kid.
I know what you're saying.
He might think the neighbor is a sugar daddy, which you know he is not.
I got you.
Yeah.
Oh God, no. We fight over 25 cents. Believe me. If 25 cents falls to the ground, we both fall to try and get it.
Lisa.
Oh my goodness.
Seriously, can you honestly imagine yourself married to this guy? With all the
Yes.
Bill?
You know what, Deb?
What?
You know what? Right now, I feel like a prisoner of war, and I feel like I would give any information that anyone wanted to ask, because I'm in so much pain right now.
Yeah.
Now, ask me 5 years down the road, and I'll look back at this, and I'll say, what the fuck was I thinking? But it hurts.
Well, and you know, even if you got married, you don't have to stay married.
Exactly. We could live in a duplex.
You know, I bet that works.
Oh, for God's sake. Come on. Jesus H. Christ.
Sometimes we women get sick of looking at that man sitting in the house with us. You know, we'd like some of our own privacy.
That's why your house has other fucking rooms. You don't have to get another house. You come up with hobbies and outside things to do.
That's,
you don't need two separate residences.
That's what the police said to Kim Zolciak. They said, why can't you sleep in another room? She said, no, I've got to sleep in the room he won't let me in because it has a $25,000 bed.
You know what? If I was a cop, I would say, goodbye. I'm out of here. Don't call us again unless somebody's got blood squirting out of them. If I was a cop,
I have a feeling those two get off on their animosity of each other. You know, and you and the neighbor, maybe you do too. Maybe you're not having enough fights anymore.
All right. Let's reel this in a little bit. Let's not compare life to a reality fucking show.
There's a lot of truth
and a lot of stories for that shit. And don't compare life to like Lifetime Network. Don't do that. Don't make that mistake. Reality shows aren't reality. they get the game, they have production meetings, and we point them into the directions to go. They don't let them happen that because otherwise I'd be filming hours of boring shit.
You know how to understand us?
They
know,
poke them.
He needs to watch what women watch to understand us. And smart men do that.
No.
Yeah.
And
no,
the other thing is we like reading
smart.
About these people in the news. In their real supposed real life, you know, that they're in bankruptcy court or whatever, and they're flashing diamonds, and they refuse to give up their $1 million mansion that is already going into foreclosure, and it's just I couldn't believe my brother and I we're going tit for tat. He knew I would say something about it, and he would say something, so we're both current with it. All right, and he's very masculine.
Okay. Well, okay. Masculinity is one.
Okay. Well, it looks like things are just going to keep going along as they are, but I feel like the fire is kind of, what would you call it? Kind of getting weaker, going, you know.
Yeah, the fire is starting to get. The flame is getting smaller.
Not on my side, but I just wondered if he was a little spread out, if he was a little spread thin. That's what I wondered. If that's maybe on his side, it was weakening, but not for me. Maybe it's because.
Pardon me. Let me pause this there, Miss Lisa. Not weakening for you. You just said thank God like 15 times when he said he was going to move out.
Well, because the problem.
Sounds like your fire
away,
is out.
And I could live, And then I would have to live, If he were removed, if he were removed, then I wouldn't have to face, it'd be just a done deal. And then I wouldn't have to deal with it.
You don't realize your flame is gone.
Well, I don't know if it's gone.
Oh, it's fucking gone.
But they aren't, there isn't that energy between the two of them that there was. And I'm not sure what killed it.
If you are truly, truly enamored with somebody, never hear that they're going to play ever.
Yeah, he might be interested in all these other people that I mentioned at the beginning of my question. And if we do a one-on-one reading, maybe we will uncover that.
We could go through them, We certainly could. So.
Well, you'll have to set up your time.
Yeah, I'm available tomorrow. You could message, text me.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, no problem. No, I think that you both have avoided. It's like there's been this elephant in the room with you
for months.
If
not, well, I mean, I can't say forever
and
because
you
it's only
one
been
of
12
you,
months.
Neither one of you have really addressed it. He has made
mainly his fault.
He's made comments about
he doesn't like
when
talk.
We get married, or
he says that, but he doesn't like to keep going when she brings it up. He likes to put his head in the...
I don't bring it up. I'm like a deer in the headlights. I'm listening to him, and I'm like, what? Internally, I'm like, my eyes are wide like a raccoon, and I'm listening to what he's saying, and I just respond. When he asks me a question, I respond. And then I call you guys.
Well, as you should.
Maybe you should be responding.
If he's truly sitting there
like a raccoon and not even responding
to
anything.
Well, like when you were driving back from I think you were out of town.
Right.
And you brought something up to me, said, we're not going to talk about that. And then he somehow got on a conversation about getting married and,
that's a weird
business. And how you didn't really respond to that, did you?
And then he was asking me questions. He kept asking me questions. And he kept saying, one of the things he said was, he said, do people like you and me get married to each other? And
weird question.
I said, all the time. And then the other day he said, the next day, he said, things change. He said, they always change and things stay the same. I said, that's not true. I said, and he came up to me, put his face up close to mine, and he said, what doesn't change? And I said, I hold up my hand, and I put two fingers. I said, trust and love.
That does not, those are things that don't change. You have to work on those things. And so I'm constantly, you know, he asks me these questions. And so then I answer. And lately my grandson came, you know, we were spending time together. We were making waffles together. And, you know, what? Oh, I don't know. So I don't know.
She doesn't know, Deb.
Well, you know, when a fire's starting to go out and you don't want it to go out, what do you do?
Throw gasoline on that son of a bitch.
You don't.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a fire's going out and I need it to go. I'm squirting, throwing gasoline on that bastard.
Fan the embers.
Sometimes when it's really precarious, you can fan the fire out.
Oh.
So when it's really, sometimes you got to shelter the fire.
Can you blow on it?
Sometimes you got to cover your hands.
Yeah.
If you, sometimes, that's, wow, there's a lot of metaphors here. This could be metaphor city.
Good,
with all this. We could all, we all need to go lick frogs and eat mushrooms and do acid to get all through all these metaphors.
Can you put some new kindling on it?
Well, metaphor-wise,
yeah.
Bottom line is, when you're in the woods and you're trying to start a fire and you get that little flame, nobody blows on it. If somebody blows on that, you punch them in the mouth.
When you get a little...
Yeah, you gotta put your hands around it. Let the fire get hold of the fuel. Don't blow on that shit. There's already enough oxygen there. Oxygen's there. You want to block the wind from blowing it out.
Yes, you do. That's right.
If you got some dumbass, you're camping, goes, oh, I'll just go over here and blow on it. Well, elbow him in the nose, and then he can go fucking down to the river and wash the blood off or whatever, and say, come on, dumbass, I'm lighting a fire. Go away. If you don't have gas and starter fluid, I'm saying, like, the old school way.
I don't know that you should throw gas on a fire like that. Is that what you do?
Well, if I had it at camping, I'd throw a little bit. It helps, especially if it's wet out and rainy. You want to, hell yeah, that's the hardest thing, is starting to fire in a wet shit environment. That sucks. But that's a whole story that has nothing to do with Lisa.
Let me ask you about the grandson and the jigsaw puzzle. Did you side with your grandson?
I bet this is going to be a long
one. Oh, hell
yes.
Hell yes. I told my grandson, I said... And, no, we went and talked somewhere else about it, too, with someone else, and we discussed it in detail. And
yeah.
And then we discussed it with some relatives, with family members. And I clearly said over and over again, I said, there are only two people that come first in this house, and that's me and my grandson, I said to him. I said, nobody else. Nobody else comes first. And I said,
you told the neighbor that.
Well, the neighbor, actually,
no.
we were talking to him, and my neighbor, I told him what had happened and trying to explain it, and then then he wanted to talk about something else. And so then he brought it up after I dropped my grandson off. He wanted to talk to me about it again, and I simply said, I said, this is what happened, and that's the way it is, you know. And
how can there be
clear.
A dispute over a jigsaw puzzle? I'm not touching
that. Is this a conversation that you need to have with her tomorrow?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
There's no winning or losing.
Well, but see, that's, I think,
no,
the thing she doesn't want to reveal to the world here.
Well,
she does. I'm okay with it. Reveal it.
My grandson has special... And this house is set up for him. So, I mean, and, you know, adults can come and they can sit if they would like. He grants us that liberty. I'm joking. But he has his little nooks and crannies where he has special sacred, like, papers he's drawn on, you know, pictures. And my neighbor had grabbed one of the pictures he had drawn on to carry some of the jigsaw puzzle pieces over to another place. And my grandson was telling him, no, don't touch the paper. And anyway, I was in the kitchen making dinner or whatever. And so then, you know, then it just all ended, you know, it just connected. And then, but anyway, I made it clear to my grandson. I said, this is, and of course, you know, if another adult comes in here, they would know. My grandson comes first. That's it.
No, everybody should know that.
And
a lot
my grandson is not a monster. He's very polite. He gets along. He's very kind. He's very smart.
But you basically told that man that he is very insignificant within that household.
And you know what, though? If he had a brain and wasn't seven, he would already know that.
You know, that's worldwide, though.
You know, about a mom
if
and
you
a
come into a house that has children
in
it,
you, yeah,
you don't stand a chance in being second in command or first in command.
Yeah.
No. That doesn't happen like that.
He's
off to the side. No. And
right.
Then we're all, you know, we get together and then we do things together. But no. He cannot be, he didn't start in this family, you know, when the grandson was born.
Understood, yes. Yeah, we would know that as guys that are not 13. We would know that dealing with mom.
And my grandson is not rude.
You know,
he's not rude. He's not rude at all. And then my neighbor kept coming over to show him a different puzzle, you know, a puzzle that he could work. And my grandson successfully solved the puzzle. And so, you know, there was a lot of celebration over that. And my neighbor kept coming over and my neighbor kept, you know, and I said, I'm really tired. And I was. I'm worn out. I usually am after my grandson goes back. It takes me a couple of days. Plus, I have business stuff I have to take care of at the same time.
Business. Remember, it's
well,
not projects. Not
projects. Well,
you know
they could
what,
be lame.
Something I've heard a lot over the years, as a person too, is that instant family is often a turnoff for men. You know?
It is what it is. But they should be honest about it, if it is.
I think so too.
But it doesn't sound like that's the case here.
There's not a lot of honest talking between them.
But there's not much talk.
I mean, by now I'd be saying, hey, pal, where are we going? What's happening here?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd be saying, I'm not going to just sit in this chair and wait for you. Time is passing.
Well, she thanked Jesus Christ when you said that you saw him moving away. That's all I know.
Yeah, and that is very strong.
That's all I know. That's a sign. That is a sign.
And here's
well,
the thing.
Because
no
I get tired of this. I feel tortured one minute, or I feel like I'm on a carnival ride. Like,
and when you get tired of
so
it, that means the end is coming. If you're tired of it, that means you're kind of done with it without admitting it.
Yeah,
but
and I think you're dodging
you
a bullet.
Yeah.
I really do. He's had a year to romance you and seduce you.
And he lived right next door to you, for God fucking sake.
He should be in your bed by now.
He should not
long
have
long by now.
You guys should be getting along so good. He's broke dick, so to speak, now, mind you. So to speak. I didn't mean it physically. I know nothing about that. I just,
you know,
but if he goes
to
Egypt, that's
fine. But Lisa, maybe
I know. But I meant, you know, figuratively, not physically.
You know what?
I have not done a penis inspection.
Maybe
I shall never do so.
Maybe gay, he had too rough a sex and it broke it.
Oh, there you go.
I've read about that.
Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is. He went, you remember, ever see that movie, A Bridge Too Far? He went a brown eye too far. Ah, too many hearings. Oh, my goodness sakes. Should have stopped at that last brown eye.
But think about it. What if, or he's got that Peyronie's disease. You know about that?
He's got an S curve.
No.
A lot of commercials on it lately. They're showing a bunch of bent carrots in the commercial.
But you know what, though?
And it's men that have
well, typically
bent...
it doesn't do anything, though.
Well,
they just don't like it. They don't like the looks of it.
Well, women don't necessarily either.
Apparently, though, if you spin them around the right direction, they like it a lot. Because then it's pointing to the right place in their body inside.
Maybe it's how you get to the G-spot.
That's
know.
What I'm kind of talking about.
But he could have something regarding his penis that he's embarrassed about. And
Well, you know what? I'm going to let that go because the show's way over.
Because
I got to run with that statement.
If he had herpes, do you think he'd tell you?
If he had herpes, he should tell
God,
her.
God, I don't know.
He should tell her just because that might go beyond the little wiener schnitzel to the saliva, too, Deb.
Anybody I dated that had it before if our relationship went anywhere told me. And they were in remission, but I wasn't.
Yeah, you have to tell people if you have anything wrong.
That's
with
right,
yourself,
because you know if the person didn't tell you, right? You would know, right?
Well,
no, you would not know unless they
you
are.
Said everybody you know told you. Well, you don't know that. Some of the people may have had it.
No, I'm
you.
Saying. No, I'm saying.
You don't.
You
know.
Have to. It's a responsibility.
It's your responsibility, but humans are very notorious for not being very responsible in
remembering
life.
Back as far as I can go. I guess after drinking, I wasn't that specific about condoms.
I'm just saying, you only know what they tell you. You know, unless you had a lie detector test that was 100%.
I
want to
know what fruitcake. Does the fruitcake lady have an answer for that?
Boy, I would love to
know.
Yeah,
you'd have to look it through all the archives and see.
I would love to know. God, she's amazing.
That's some funny shit.
She says you got to wash your, I forgot what she called it, but she meant private.
Another funny thing is the little fat dude on the man show that they would have do little skits, little fat kid.
On the man show.
Oh, watch the man show, say little fat kid. He would do different things like be a Boy Scout. He'd go out and try to get people to buy him beer.
Was he a midget?
No, he was actually a child that was like 13, 14,
oh,
kind of fat.
Really?
And the man show would have him do shit, and it was hilarious.
Did they people do it?
At the end, I think he got one dude to finally buy him beer. Some of the people were like, no, I can't buy you beer. You're a child. And he goes, all right, thanks a lot, Hitler. He would, like, make funny comments to him. The man show.
Did you notice
fat
when I said pierogies? At first, I think I said pierogies.
Oh, you're talking like Italian stuff.
Yeah, there he goes, pierogies are sacred. Lisa, did you ever see a curved one? One that's, you know, turned? No.
Don't you remember?
Yeah. In your life.
I just want to know if you ever see the curved penis in your life.
We're on the radio, for goodness sake. I'll tell you offline.
Come on. We just talked about all sorts of hairy butts and stuff, and all of a sudden on the radio. I can't talk about it.
Well, you know, okay. To be perfectly honest.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
1,000 years ago, when I was very, very young, not so young, but a little young, yes. In answer to your question, yes. And I never saw one after that.
The thing that would really turn me off is men that aren't circumcised. I've never met one. Have you?
I've never met one. No.
Yeah, and I think I'd be embarrassed if I wasn't circumcised.
Well, you know, times have changed, apparently.
Ugly
I don't know
thing.
Anymore.
Ugly.
I don't know anymore. I'm a freelance gynecologist. I'm not into urology. I'm men's urology, okay? So I go out and do freelance work for women in gynecology. I'm not into men's, you know, prostates and urology and all that stuff. I don't care about...
Hey, that commercial. That commercial that said, Calgon, take me away. It was saying, Jimbo, take me away.
Hey, you know what? Magic beads,
or Avon
baby.
Calling. Instead of Avon calling, it would be Jimbo calling.
That's right.
What
That's
do
right.
you do with the stinky ones?
What stinky?
Asking Jimbo.
What do you thought? Oh, I'm a freelance gynecologist, so I'm not held to any medical. If I don't like what I see up front, I punch out. So, sorry, I cannot inspect that.
That's where the clothespin comes in.
I would say your hygiene is it would be easy. Here's my inspection results. Your hygiene's bad. I don't even have to get up close. Okay. You're flying coming from your pants. That's all I need to know.
Wow, Catherine, she just gave me a huge revelation. She's in Florida, Lisa, and she said her former fiance was from England and was not circumcised, which is the norm there. The norm there. Ooh. And Catherine thought that it would freak her out, but she said sex was 100 times better. And she said, however, like American men, he didn't know what a clitoris was either. No offense, Jimbo.
I don't know why I got to take offense.
Well, maybe you don't either. I don't know.
What the hell would anybody hear? No. First of all.
Circumcision doesn't happen in Australia. Well,
you can do whatever the hell you want anywhere. So it could. I bet. Are you telling me there's not one guy in Australia that is circumcised? Is that what you're saying on this planet? You honestly say that?
Well, she said it doesn't happen there.
Well, that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen there. I think she means it's not common there. Let's look at the phrase.
Yeah.
Okay, so
well,
every single fucker
that
in
took my breath away.
They got an aardvark. Nobody, everybody's got an aardvark in Australia.
Oh.
A big freaking area of land.
Or a punchy kangaroo. Punch, 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 box, box, box.
Well, I guess maybe if I was dating somebody like that, they would have to get to little snip snip stuff.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yes.
That hurts, I imagine.
Queen Deb. You freaking Athena, whoever that Venus, whoever the hell you think you are. Yes, I shall cause myself a lot of pain.
I am Medusa.
So I can go out and have a fucking drink with you. Right. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Wow. Rachel says from the 1980s, they stopped it unless for religious reasons.
Oh, well, that means, yes, and there's a lot of religions where that is a thing. So
Jewish
means,
have,
yeah.
They have ceremonies over it.
So there's a lot of stuff going down.
Oh, man.
What the fuck is that? Is Hitler there? You guys running from Hitler? People can't even do that?
Awful.
You can't even opt for that medically? It has to be religious? What kind of shit is that? That doesn't sound very like a free land.
Oh, God. Here's one for you,
oh,
Lisa.
Wait a second.
What?
I'm ready.
For what?
Read it.
Okay. Read it. Virgil is saying he's in England. He says he worked in a circumcision clinic. The money was lousy, but the tips were good.
All right, we got to wrap it, Deb. We're running. We got 6 minutes left.
See, we always go down dirty lane. We always do.
Right. That's right. You know, every good show always ends up in the ditch. But you know what? Ditches are kind of safe.
And you know what? I get feedback from older ladies.
It's a good place to land.
They love listening to us. So,
like the fruitcake lady.
They're not offended.
Well, because it's so educational. I mean, there's
Hey, nothing but free speech here. Nothing but free speech here.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak for Facebook banning people, but we don't. You know, it's free speech. Do what you got to do.
Sometime we'll get into a discussion of Benoit balls and the butterfly and the other cute little...
Oh, the butterfly. I have no idea what that is.
Well, I know about the butterfly effect. You know, that was a good movie.
Oh.
No, it wasn't porn. No, Butterfly Effect is not a porn movie. It's a really good movie.
Well,
good movie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There was an old series. God, this is so old. It was called Hill Street Blues. You ever remember that?
Yeah.
And
I never watched it,
but
it was very popular in the 80s. And 90s.
Yeah,
yeah,
and there was a short guy and a tall woman that matched up. They fell in love. And then she told him, they didn't tell the viewing audience what he did to her. They were in bed and the camera was there. And she said, oh, and she would follow him anywhere because of this technique he knew. And I think they may have mentioned butterfly in that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Catherine is saying she returned her butterfly because it didn't vibrate the way she wanted.
I hate it when my butterflies don't vibrate. I hate that.
You know, they have those things now with the remote control, the guy would be sitting elsewhere.
Yeah, internet. Yeah, it goes through.
Yeah, and he can stimulate you with your butterfly and things.
It's so special.
Oh, really? Like a remote control?
Can you imagine if they reinvented Love American Style from the 70s and made it nowadays. Yeah,
it's filthy.
Yeah. All right. We gotta do a wrap. We have to. Good things must come to an end, but we shall be back Friday.
Yeah, we'll be here.
We shall be back Friday. Lisa, we shall be back. Well, I guess you and Deb are going to talk tomorrow. One-on-one.
Yes. Tell me, it's usually we're 3 hours, always, we're 3 hours.
Yeah,
apart.
We are 3 hours difference. Both of us are dumbasses about daylight
savings. If you want the same time, we can do the same time.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Reach out and touch. All right. That was an old commercial. Long distance.
What is a Hitachi?
That's like women's most favorite vibrating machine now. It's like the most popular one women use.
I never heard of it.
You didn't pay attention when we had that frickin', what was that radio station we had? Vivid.
Vivid.
That's all she talked about was her Hitachi.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Oh, God, there were so many spots.
No, the main one.
There.
The main one. The dark-haired chick from the past.
Oh. I don't know. They were.
She was the one that hosted like all the shows. No, it was the old one. Yeah. But anyway, that's all she talked about was her Hitachi. She said there was nothing
like it,
and she wasn't even a spokesman for it. All right.
And they have that.
And that's the only reason I know about it, because that show she swore by it. There was like nothing else.
Now I have to go look that up after the show. Hitachi.
That's right.
See, now that we
good night. Sleep tight.
Somebody came on a little bit later. We're sorry, folks. We'll be back by the end. We'll be right back.